Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. On to another member of the 2020 squad. Alima Priest has been telling us about that debut season last year.
Super League in the UK is the sort of the highest competition you can go bar England, so I'm so happy to be back involved, and I'm ready to build and keep going.
You've been at Storm since NTL, so several years. Did it feel like the culmination of a long journey into Super League, or just at a stopping point on a longer journey, a bigger story?
A little bit of both, to be honest. I started in the youth team, where I sort of got I sort of grew and got a base knowledge of the sport and kind of could grow my skills. And then I went away, had some time away at uni, and now I just feel like I've come back home, and I'm managing to keep building on the skills that I've sort of have learned over the last few years and at NPL standard. So yeah, a bit of both. Yeah.
You mentioned coming home. Does Storm feel like home? You feel comfortable here?
Yeah, like Storm was my first club when I was younger, so I've always felt an affinity and affiliation to it. So it just feels fitting to sort of be back and continue my journey in a place where I'm comfortable and confident.
And you started last year as a training partner and then made the breakthrough into the first team throughout that season. Are you excited to continue that progress?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. When I got brought on as a training partner, I didn't even expect to play. And I just kind of thought, I'll just keep working, keep grinding, and then hopefully I'll be considered. And when I get that shot, I'll try and just do my best, and hopefully it'll be enough. And so when I actually ended up getting on, it was a shock, but I was so ready. I was so ready. Yeah. So yeah, I'm ready to keep going. And I've had that taste, and I just want to keep playing and doing well.
You did more than just come on and get some game time, particularly against Loughborough. And it did feel, when you came on, it felt like that a burst of energy had suddenly exploded onto the court. And you got player of the match in that game against Loughborough. Were you happy with how you performed throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, there's always... I took it as a positive, definitely. But I always think there's areas for improvement. Like, no one's perfect and... Yeah, I definitely took it as a positive, but I'm still pretty new to it, I think. And I think I've got lots to learn and I've still got growing to do. So I'm more than ready to continue to grow and just get better.
And I suppose even the best players in the world, they never stand still. They're always looking to get better.
Yeah. I think even people who, to others, we might think they've reached their peak and they've made it, and they've always got that mindset of, no, I want to do better, and it wasn't quite what I wanted. And I think it's really important to accept and acknowledge when you've done something well, but I still think every sort of athlete and every person who wants to keep bettering themselves will try and do that, and that is through critique and analysis and learning and building.
Absolutely. So is there anything you hope to achieve next season? I guess it is continue that momentum, that continue breaking into the Super League squad and the starting team.
Definitely. For me, I've always just thought, as long as I'm improving myself, that's all I can do. From where I was last year to where I am now, already I've already tried and put in some base level work to make sure I'm at a better starting point now than where I was at the start last year, and I've done that. So all I can do is keep building and trying to better myself from where I was before.
And that's Alima there. And I mean, again, someone who's come through that pathway, had a bit of a time out, went to Loughborough, went to a netball uni, played a bit of netball. She's one of the few that doesn't work in education or sport. So she's really is sort of has to juggle her life to do this. And I think Alima has continually grown. I must admit, she played against my club side a couple of seasons ago, and when we were looking defenders at the start of last year, I was like, there is this girl. There's this girl at Downs, and she can turn over any ball that comes her way. So I'm so glad that she's sort of involved, and actually just from the pre-season that we've seen, she's playing the best netball I've ever seen her play. And another one who's super coachable and just wants to keep improving. So yeah, watch out for her this season. She'll be one to watch. And alongside Alima, we've obviously got the experience on the other end with Karen Bailey and Sophie Hankin for this season. Sophie's been telling us all about that decision to join.
It was hard to leave. Over the years, they have given me more. They have made me the player that I am and helped me along my journey. I think now this is a fresh chapter for me. And I was lucky enough to give this opportunity from Mickey. And it's for me to develop more of my netball. And I will definitely learn some key things under Mickey's coaching, so I'm really excited for what's to come for this season ahead.
So why Surrey Storm for that next chapter? Was Mickey key in that decision?
Yes, Mickey gave me this opportunity, and after a rough season from last year, obviously with a knee injury, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to play, and the fact that I was still wanted is actually makes me feel really happy that she has faith. So I am really excited, and she has been a very key factor of me joining Surrey, and I'm very excited to meet all the new fans and get to know the area and look forward to all of my game days and hear those very loud cheers in the crowd, which I was against, but now I'm very glad that I'm part of.
How important is it when a coach believes in you as a player? Does that give you extra confidence?
It does give us confidence, and it's also the belief. Like, sometimes obviously when you're having maybe a bad day in training and you don't have the belief in yourself, it's always nice that a coach is willing to like say to you, like, even it might be like straight to the point, or it might be very softly, but the fact is they do have belief in you, and you do need that as a person when you are having those bad days, but also when you're having the good days. So they then say, like, yes, you're doing a great job.
You play both goal attack and wing attack. What strengths do you think you bring to the court?
I think goal attack, I love shooting. I'm not afraid to put up the shot. Even if I do have a couple of misses, I'm still wouldn't consider myself to then back away. And I'm hoping, like, if I do get a chance to build on my wing attack, it's just to build that connection with my shooters. Obviously, as a shooter, I do know, like, what we like to have the feeds in, what kind of areas we like to work in, and how wing attacks can help us. So I'd like to incorporate that so that when I get that position, if I do, then I can bring that to the table.
And I suppose in any sport, days where you have 100% success are very rare. So you've got to put yourself in the position to miss to then come back and score.
Yeah, 100%. You have to have faith in yourself. And I think as well, with the teammates that we do have in Surrey, everyone has each other's back. So to have the confidence just to keep putting that shot up, and even with our shooters, whether I have a goal shooter in there, she's always going to have my back to get the rebound and always have that trust in me as well whilst we're playing, which I think is very key.
There seems to be a great spirit around the camp. What, collectively and individually for yourself, what do you hope to achieve with Storm?
I think I want to work hard. I want to get my fitness up, which has been very apparent in the last 3 weeks. But I just want to get back into netball, have that flow again, get continuous play, and just support one another. And with this, like, we are all on the same page. We are starting with the hard work first, and we're just going to keep building and building. And then what we end up with, obviously we want to hit that top four, and we're going to be proud of where we end. So that's the aim for the season.
Obviously every team has that ambition to break into the top four. Mickey has stated that that's her target for this season. Do you think that's realistic?
I think with the calibre of players that we have and the cohesiveness, definitely think that's achievable.
In a previous episode of the podcast, you mentioned how Sophie's just got on with it and fitted in so well. So are you seeing that during training?
Definitely. Sophie wants to play netball, and Sophie is gunning to play some netball. I mean, she's been really unlucky over the last couple of years of injury.
Yeah, that's
and I think
thing.
This is probably one of the first times that she's been fully fit in a really long time. So I think people are going to have to start putting their heads up and going, this girl's here to play. So yeah, she's one of those. This goes back to that ethos that the girls are playing for a bib. Sophie is playing for a bib, and she wants to be on court playing some netball. So yeah, she's working incredibly hard. She's amazing to have about, and I can't wait to see what she puts out on court.
And just that belief that Mickey's again shown in her as well. She mentioned that there as well, and that can add so much to a player when they've changed teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big decision. It's a huge decision to move. And I think Mickey and Soph have known each other a long time through club as well. And I think they obviously get on really well. They're quite similar in their personalities. I'm not sure how they'll feel about me saying that. But they're both stubborn.
They won't hear.
Yeah, don't tell them. But they've got a really nice bond, like something like fitness testing the other day. You know, they're encouraging of each other in a really, really healthy, spirited way. So I think making that decision, having someone like Mickey backing you, and having someone like Sophie willing to put the faith in Mickey, like, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know, you can easily hang out where it's comfortable for you, but actually making that change and taking the leap and investing in this franchise, it goes both ways. I think they're both in it for the right reasons.
As always, plenty of information online at surreystormnetball.co.uk. And did you get that other little email of all those list of names that are going to come on over the next couple of weeks?
Good list, isn't it? I'm so excited. And there's some that are not on that list.
Ooh, even more exciting. You'll have to email me back. Right, thanks again for your support, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.